This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Beep, 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 beep. The doctor was the mother. Beep, 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 beep. She did on a block of ice. Hey, both of them were goldfish. It was a cabin of an airplane. Bum, bum, ba-dum. He stabbed him with an icicle. Bum, bum, bum. And the horse's name was Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddle. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, I'm not going to get this. I'm out of breath. Hello.
How does Arnie do that live every week? Aaron can barely get through it.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. If you're listening, clearly we've replaced the opening theme song with Aaron just singing it, because that was
I'm embarrassed how little I know it.
Yeah, sorry, Arnie, you're fired from a job you've already finished doing.
I don't listen to the show, so I don't know that
sorry.
Well.
That's my favorite thing is when people out of nowhere will be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Podcaster." And they're like, "Oh, what podcast?" I'm like, "It doesn't matter." And they're like, "What podcast?" And I'll be like, "These ones." And they're like, "Oh, I haven't heard of them. Sorry." And I'm like, "I don't. You ask me. Like, what do you want?"
Yeah, I don't know what people want, but I do know what I want to do this podcast. I'm JPC.
I'd rather complain about
people. I'm JPC.
I'm Aaron Keefe.
And I'm Complainy.
Complainy, now you go by another name that people might know you by, huh?
Complainy Lane. Like the Beatles song.
Complainy Lane? Oh, they don't like when we sing.
No, I'm Addle.
Oh, Addle.
Sorry.
More like Saddle.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
I can't tell you how many teachers in school would call me Saddle and then ride me around the classroom. I got them all fired.
Well, at least they didn't call you late for dinner.
No, I was a great date.
God. How are we doing? What's the news? Huh? What's going on?
Oh, should we talk about the news?
No, what's the news in your life? What are some top stories?
Ooh, tonight's top stories.
Oh, yeah, Adel, let's do some top stories. What are some top stories with you right now?
I don't know, man.
Okay, great. So I'll go. A friend of mine just went to Charlotte and got me a new hat. So if you've seen me around in real life, you know that I like wearing these flat-brim snapback hats. That I'm wearing a Buffalo Bills one right now. I do not care for the Bills.
It's the serial killer from Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, I'm wearing
it. It's his face.
It's his face
and his
on
penis
a snapback
between
hat.
His thighs.
Yeah, it's a very expressive hat. But he got me a hat in Charlotte. And if you don't know that Charlotte's like initials are CLT, so the hat says CLT on it, which when I see that out, just looks like clit.
Oh.
And it's troubling. It's troubling how people are just allowed to wear a hat that makes it look like it's saying clit.
Now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Clit hat. Clit hat.
So I have my friend just got me. We,
that should
me
be
and him.
Riddy Kitty's new hat.
Yeah, clit.
Me and him both have matching clit hats, and that's what's new in my neck of the woods.
Boy.
Aaron, do you have something special happening in your neck of the woods?
Not really. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
You know, I'm going to be 20. 20.
Careful.
No, I'm going to be 27. No, when 12, I was younger.
12-5 is your birthday? No, 12-6.
No, when we're recording, technically.
I love how Adel was trying to make it seem like the release date.
No, when we are recording tomorrow.
So right now, literally tomorrow.
Literally
so
tomorrow.
So by the time people hear this, they will be
Whoa, so
I'll
you were
older.
Born on September 11th?
Oh, God.
Cool, let's not say your birthday, but I'll just say, we'll say this for the true fans. It's 4 days after my dad's.
Yeah, and so if they are really a fan, then they'll know, and they'll send me gifts.
What are you going to be doing for your birthday?
I am going to do world news.
Oh, nice.
Which I'm very excited about.
For listeners, you should know, and I'll brag for Aaron. Aaron just got added to the cast full-time for world news.
Oh, yeah.
So she's a full-time cast member. If you come to I.O. to see world news now, myself, JPC, and Aaron are all full-time cast members, yeah. And most likely if you come, you'll catch us in the 8 o'clock or 10:30.
And yeah. Aaron had been working up to being a full-time cast member for a while.
2 years.
For those of you who don't know, the only thing they have to do to become a full-time cast member is eat 100 scorpions. So Adel and I did our 100 scorpions years ago, right?
Well, to be fair, JPC and I ate the tiny scorpions, so we just ate them by a cupful.
I did cupfuls.
Aaron insisted on eating emperor scorpions. Yeah. Which, if you don't know,
they're
about
10 inches
and
long.
I wanted to name them first.
Yeah, she said. She says I always name my lovers and my scorpions.
Rattle off.
I always name my lovers and then I kill them.
If we could get a T-shirt that says "I always name my lovers and my scorpions," that would be sell at least two.
That would sell at least two. I'd buy two.
I'm gonna do world news.
Can we get a hat that just says "Clit Hat"? Aaron, what? Do you remember any of the names you gave those scorpions?
All named after ex-boyfriends.
Such as?
I'll give their first and last names.
We'll have some beeps ready today.
Beeperson.
Yeah, I'm going to list and then we can beep. Beep, 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 beep. And KJ, can you add beep?
Darren.
Beep, 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 beep.
JP.
Butts.
I call her Darren.
KJ, please do beep that one out.
No, don't, Jake. People need to know. And then also, so I'm going to do world news. Also, I cried when I found out I was going to be added. I cried in the back of an Uber. I was very excited. Oh, no.
I tried to call Erin to tell her about it, but then I had to text her because she wasn't free to call, and I wanted to tell her so she could.
ASAP. And his fables.
And she kept texting. She just kept texting, "I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm crying." And I was like, "Aaron, I have news for you. This is before
you just told people."
Also, for my birthday, I'm having a bunch of people come over and watch You've Got Mail.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then maybe, if I'm lucky, they'll watch the porn parody. And then maybe they'll watch Newsies with me. I'm going to try to get all my friends to watch Newsies.
There's got to be some sort of like a reverse chronological order there.
Nailed it.
Email the newspapers. Okay.
Yes. What's the porn version of You've Got Mail?
You've Got Mail. Thank you for asking.
You've Got M-A-L-E.
What's the version? What's the porn version of Newsies?
It's the same.
Nudies.
Nudies.
Oh, for me, it's the same.
Extra, extra.
I was gonna actually tell both of you that my birthday is in December, and I am I'm thinking about hosting like a get together. Where were you there at my birthday party like 3 years ago when we played that big game of Mafia?
No, I wasn't invited.
Great,
and I wasn't invited to Aaron's birthday party about watching You've Got Mail.
I burped.
She did it.
a great way to cover that up.
I think what I want to do for my birthday this year is play a big game of Werewolf. Which is like a game that you can play with like 30 people, 20 people. So I think I'm going to have like a werewolf party. So
I did play a giant game of werewolf with you, but I don't know if it was for your birthday.
I don't think it was. Okay. Because I remember being there and being like, we're trapped here. There's no air in this cave. Why is this guy wanting to play werewolf? Everyone else is trying to dig. Did this guy cause the collapse? But anyway, stay tuned for that. I think that that's something I'm going to do for my birthday. Adel, what is going on in your Beck of the Boots?
Beck of the Boots.
And now for your Beck of the Boots.
Now you're Beck of the Boots.
And for the lady, a Beck of the Bugs. Hundred scorpions for the lady.
The Beck of the Bugs.
If you're a weatherman and you're talking about something, and now back to what's up, and you're a Beck of the Buds. You're Beck of the Buds. I am preparing to, this is a few weeks away, but I'm preparing to go to India. I just found out I'm going there for an improv gig.
Okay.
So I'm reading into it. I'm so sorry.
Indiana. I thought you were going
getting
there.
Getting my shot. I'm actually going to New Delhi, India. So I'm going to go there for like a 5-hour improv gig, but I have some extra days. So I'm going to Agra, which is where the Taj Mahal is. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go to Jaipur, I believe. It's like called the Pink City, where it's just like all the buildings are made from like pink stone. So I'm very excited and also wildly nervous because I don't know. I'm very into food.
You big India fan?
I'm
such a big India fan.
Oh, I've watched all their games. But I'm very big into food, and that's a big part of travel for me is I love traveling to eat. But I'm so scared of like eating street food and like, because so many people have stories about getting sick from even ice cubes and stuff. So
oh, yeah.
I'm very concerned. But excited.
How did you get an improv gig in India?
Shana Halpern.
Oh, must be
that,
nice.
You said that like Hannibal Lecter.
Shana Halpern. And then a few weeks after that, I'm going to Seattle for a podcast convention.
Oh, cool. See, from India to Seattle.
And Hayward Riddle is doing a live show there. But you guys weren't invited.
But we were not invited, no.
That's fine.
And we're renaming it Magic Tavern.
They got two bigger celebrities than Aaron and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think you could. Yo.
Guy Bear, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey, boo-boo. Oh, I'm hey, old boo-boo. Man puzzles.
You are.
I forgot that I genuinely keep forgetting that we have to do riddles.
Whoa.
Are we ready?
And this is your...
Well, so we are contractually obligated to keep doing riddles. That's the deal we made with Satan when he gave us our freedom.
Otherwise, yeah. He gets our dog.
Yes.
Let's do this. I have a warm-up riddle for you. Are you ready?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
A doctor and a bus driver are both in love with the same woman, an attractive girl named Sarah. The bus driver... Named Susie.
Thank you.
The bus driver had to go on a long bus trip that would last a week. Before he left, he gave Sarah 7 apples. Susie. Why?
Because Sarah was...
The doctor was the mother.
was Satan in the Garden of Eden.
Yep. A doctor and a bus driver are both in love with the same woman, an attractive girl named Susie.
Oh,
the bus
I know
driver
why.
Had to go on a long bus trip that would last a week. Before he
got
left,
it.
He gave Sarah...
Nailed it.
I think I got Susie, it. I think I got it too, but this is what? Simple, right? It's because...
A doctor a day keeps the apple away.
Yeah.
So seven apples will keep the doctor away for a week.
Yes.
We both said a doctor a day keeps the apple away.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that goddamn apple away from me. I'm a man of science.
If you sleep with a doctor, you'll stay away from New York City.
That's true. Oh, that is so true.
Aaron has struck me across the face.
No, I did. I fell in love with a doctor and we slept together and she moved to New York.
Oh, yeah. And that's how you got HPV?
That's how I got HPV.
JPC is talking about me. I am one of JPC's ex-girlfriends.
Aaron,
he is
beep,
one of the scorpions
beep.
I named.
I am the Scorpion King. I am the Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
No, I'm way out of JPC's league. That is commonly known.
Oh, for sure.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm ugly on the inside and the outside.
No.
No, I am not ugly. I'm a hot guy.
Don't forget you're a gay dad.
I'm a gay dad.
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Rearrange.
I can't speak for this bag of bones.
Hey, bag of bones, you ready?
Crackle,
hey,
crinkle.
Hey, Mr. Bag of
and
Bones,
that's what's going
ready?
On in your bag of bones.
And that's what's going on Scoliosis. In your bag of bones.
That's what's going on in your bag of bones.
Rearrange the letters O-O-U-S-W-T-D-N-E-J-R.
Jesus no. Christ. I quit. I quit the
to
show.
To spell just one word.
Okay, give me the letters one more time.
Can you warn us?
Rearrange the letters O-O-U-S-W-T-D-N-E-J-R. W-T-D-N-E-J-R to spell just one word.
There's no S in there?
O-O-U-S-W-T-D-N-J-R.
I got it.
D-N-E-J-R.
JPC, you got it?
Give him a second.
It's Jer Dunster.
He doesn't know how to read.
Schwarzenegger.
Give him a moment. He can't read.
Oh, he can't read.
Little JPC can't read.
Oh, the rumor in the schoolyard is that JPC can't read. Hey, JPC, what does this say? I put a sign on your back. What does it say?
How would I read it if it's on my back,
Adam? Adam doesn't know what a back is. He
I
doesn't
do
know
too.
How vision works.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what, Caroline? I heard your mom knows what the devil with two backs is.
What?
That's right. She's fucking around.
Why aren't you British?
What's that?
We're all being British school children, and you're doing
You're the only two kids at this school that are British.
We died 10
this
years ago.
This is Central Indiana.
We died 10 years ago.
What do you mean you died 10 years ago?
We died 10 years ago.
Not here.
I didn't know
we
you.
Died in
I didn't know you. I didn't know you 10 years ago. What is that significance to me?
My only toy is a hoop.
My only toy is a stick.
Wait a second. Am I to feel bad for you? You dead ghost children. Wait,
you
I
can't
can,
read.
I can talk to you, which means I can talk to Bruce Willis.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry. Go
I
ahead.
I was calling.
All
no,
right.
I've
okay.
already lost the number.
Connection lost.
Like, man, I was going to get to talk to my hero.
Do you know what it is?
Hudson Hawk. Down sweater. Nar swoostered.
One tordustu.
What's the question?
Rearrange.
Use the letters to blah, blah, blah.
Rearrange the letters.
Oh, I got it.
O-O-U-S-W-T-D-N-E-J-R to spell just one word.
I got it.
Yeah, it spells just one word.
Spells out the phrase just one word.
You dumb, you dumb, you dumb. You're all dumb. You're all so dumb.
Look, I'm not dumb.
Typical side of Aaron we usually see.
You dumb, you dumb.
You dumb.
You're all so dumb.
For those of you who can't see in the studio, Aaron has brought two silver six-shooters, and she's firing them off into the air.
You dumb, you
For
dumb,
those of you
dumb.
Who can see in the studio...
Please send help.
Who are you? How dare you?
What is more useful when it is broken?
Heart.
Heart.
Are we okay?
No, we're not.
Okay.
I'm sad all day.
What is more useful when it is broken?
A fart. Break
silence.
Wind. You break wind.
Silence?
You break wind. You break wind. Aaron. She spit. She spit. What is more useful when it is broken? A promise.
More useful.
More useful. More useful. A promise.
Oh, glass at a Jewish wedding.
That's true.
Yeah. No.
Oh, those. Oh, I got it. It's those orange chocolates on Christmas.
Yes. And you, crack
you
them
smash
on the table.
And then
ooh,
they slice open.
Closer.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
like
it's
concept-wise.
It's what's like an edible?
It's the it's the bottle.
Is it an egg?
Hold, shut up! You shut your fucking mouth. It's the bottle. It's the bottle that you break on a ship when you are christening the ship. What's that called?
A bottle.
Christening a ship.
Christening a ship.
Adel was right, but I do want to see that scene. So, JPC, you are an old-timey world traveler. And you've gathered everyone in town around to christen your new ship, and you're about to set sail across the world. And this is your speech.
Before I set sail across the world to find my lost son.
And we do hope you find him.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We're all on your side.
Well, yes, 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 of course. Well, I must find him before.
What's his name again?
Oh, my son? His name is Junior. Yes, I named him after me. My name, of course, Senior. But before I leave, I want to say a few words to christen this ship. As we all know, ships historically have names once they are christened, so I'll christen the ship and announce the name.
It also helps to make sure they're not haunted.
I'm sorry?
To christen a ship is to make sure there's no spooky ghosts on board.
That's one way reason we do it, yes. I forgot about that. That's new information. That
and also because we have so much champagne in town.
Well, yes.
We got to get rid of this champagne.
We're from Champagne. We make champagne. We love champagne.
Yes, this is champagne.
We bathe in champagne.
Champagne, Illinois, where I'm christening the ship, and this is the accent we've all chosen.
I mop my floors with champagne, and boy, oh boy, can I hear my wife walking around.
Huh?
I said I mop my
floors
with champagne. Can I hear my wife walking around?
Yeah, is that true?
I eat my cereal with champagne.
Ooh.
I love champagne.
Hey,
Hotty Tatty, drunk all the time.
Hey,
a one,
real
two,
quick,
three.
A toast to champagne.
To champagne. Well, it's.
That root beer is delicious.
It's like I always say, champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
Tom Waits invented that. You didn't say that.
Well, let me turn my own phrase. Let's see here. Shampoo for my real friends, real poo for my sham friends.
What are you, Adam Sandler?
You'll know when you're not a friend of mine because you're going to be a bunch of shit.
Have you considered the fact that your son might be dead? And this could be off or not? Hutty tatty champagne, bit of a buzz.
Well, I had considered that, but honestly, he's a rambunctious boy, and I do believe he's got a bit of his father's spunk in him, and I do mean that
oh,
figuratively.
No,
hold on. Now, all children are children of their father's spunk, if we're being honest.
It's time you went about on your ship.
Yeah, all right, let me hear
it. Oh, there's a storm, and he died. Okay,
well,
he's dead.
Well, we can hardly know that for truth, and here's the bottle and let me christen the ship. And remember, I christen the ship, I break the bottle, and then I say the ship's name. And here we go, and smash. God damn it, motherfucking son of a bee sting hive podcast, damn it.
And that's the name of your ship.
What?
Best of luck, son. God damn it, son of a bitch, bee planet podcast, Beck of the Buds.
Scene.
Great.
And
right,
the answer to the riddle that you asked, Aaron, was what words sort of just one phrase?
Mm-hmm. It was egg.
It's egg.
There was a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a white house. Inside the white house, there was a red house. Inside the red house, there was lots of babies. What am I?
Russian
pelican.
Nesting doll. Pelican. You know how pelicans bring babies?
There is a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there is a white house. Inside the white house, there is a red house. Inside the red house, there are lots of babies.
Blood cell.
What am I? Nope.
A blood cell.
No, it's not.
Let's
green,
go, blood
white,
cells.
Red, babies. Green, white, red, babies.
Babies. Italians green, or red, Mexicans. Babies. That's the colors of their flags.
That is the color of their flags,
yes.
But no.
But am I right when I said green, white, red, babies?
Yeah, green, white, red,
red babies.
Green, white, red, babies.
Green, white, red, babies. So babies in a hospital. Hospitals are red. Red for the blood of Christ.
Red room. The Shining.
White for the sterile nature. Green because trees.
Green because trees.
Okay, so Aaron, can I ask you a bunch of questions about this?
Sure.
Okay, so
there's a green room. Inside the green room is a white room. Inside the white room, there's a red room. Inside the red room, there's lots of babies.
So here's my goddamn question: are these actually rooms, or are they in like, no. Are these like real rooms?
No,
they're figurative.
Figurative.
Okay, but the color is important.
Mm-hmm.
Green, white, red, babies.
Is the white. The white is very small. The white is not. The red is the biggest.
It's got to be a food with seeds inside.
Oh.
Right? Seeds is babies?
Is seeds babies?
Yes.
Watermelon.
Yes. Welcome back to Aaron tries to get JPC and Adel to say the word watermelon.
Hand to there is no God. I almost said watermelon, but then I was like, we had a watermelon riddle, and so it wouldn't be that.
I'm going to throw one in every four episodes to make sure you know what that fruit is. It took 7 minutes.
Here's the thing. I don't know what that fruit is, but I have since learned that if I don't know the answer to the riddle, I should say watermelon. That's mm-hmm. That's the lesson that I've learned from this.
Boy, did we get the answer to the last riddle on our face.
Egg. Champagne bottle? What was it?
Watermelon?
Chris in my face.
Okay, so I really want to get to the riddles because I'm very, very excited about these. I know. Pause right now. Go back to episode one when I said I hate riddles. I still hate riddles, but I do love these.
Wait, so they paused. They went back to episode one. They listened to it. They came right back and you said, I still hate riddles. That's got to be the worst payoff for anyone in the history of payoffs.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with... Oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh, no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, My aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... our razor blades.
Huh, dang. Okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
If you remember a few episodes ago, I talked about the show, the British show Only Connect, and how much
British Bake Off.
Yes. Oh, yes. So gentle. The British show Only Connect, and I asked listeners to send in Only Connect style questions, and they did, and they sent a ton, and they're all so good, and I want to be able to read as many as possible. So, do you remember the general concept for how this goes? You're going to try to find the
list of what is this? How I Met Your Mother?
I like that.
So it's like three or four words, and we have to find out the what connects them all.
What connects them all? And so these are definitely way more in the style of the actual show. So we're going to do a couple, and then I think you'll get used to it. I don't want to talk.
Are they in British accents?
If only. Like no, because you won't British do children. One.
I will not do one.
Are we going to read the person who sent it in?
Yes, I'm going to give a part of their name.
Oh, yes. Which part? God, I hope it's the middle.
All right. So this is from Alex.
The middle's
and
my
I think
favorite
Alex
part of
was
the fans.
The first one to ever send. Like, he sent these before I even publicly asked.
Could be a woman. Could be Alex Mack.
Yeah, it could be a puddle.
is it a puddle of metal?
Yeah.
The only way to know for sure is to say that Alex is a puddle of metal.
Mm-hmm. So Alex, thank you so much for these. These are all incredible. I might save some for other episodes. Okay.
You can get under doors.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yes.
How this works is you can stop me if you think you know.
Dead
like
stop?
If you hear two things and you think you know the connection, and you'll technically get more points. If you
figure
it out earlier.
Show?
Yeah.
So if one of us gets it, we should maybe allow time for the other person to get it versus shouting it out.
Okay.
Or will you tell us, is that okay?
I think yeah, I
or is there enough that we should just kind of go through them as fast as possible?
Why don't Adelaide, we each take a buzzer. So mm-hmm. Here's your buzzer, here's my buzzer.
You give me a dead vulture.
You picked up something pantomime and you said dead vulture as you looked at something in your hand. A vulture is enormous. A vulture is so big.
But when it dies, it loses
all of its waterway.
4.7
right. This
ounces.
Is what we'll do. So
soul.
If you if you think you know it, write it down. And so, so we'll like get.
Okay.
So we'll know if you had
and
it
you
at that.
If you
think
you know
point.
It, you write it down too.
Great. All right. Here's your first one. And you're going to tell me what the connection is.
Okay.
And these are all different types of connections. It can be word-based. It can be like the content.
Could be cousins.
Yeah, whatever it is. Okay, ready?
Ooh, could be cousins.
It could be things that make you go,
Like cousins.
This one I think it should be pretty easy. So
okay.
I'll do it first. Ready?
Well, yes.
Snake.
Snake.
Macy Black. The Stripes. Red Floyd.
Got it. I think I got it.
Okay, yeah, I got it too. Yeah,
I'm going to read it again just for people. Snake.
Snake.
Macy Black. The Stripes. Red Floyd.
I think I got it.
I have no idea. What is it?
You don't know?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Should I give some other ones?
Sure. That's fun.
I think this is a band. Oh, shit. Well, I was going to say the Orange Crows.
So like Macy Gray... Mm.
The White Stripes.
Pink Floyd, Pink. The White
so
Stripes.
So it's band names, but the color's been inverted? Or like...
Not quite. You're getting close.
They're definitely... So it's Macy Gray, White Snake, White Stripes,
no,
and Pink
Snake,
Floyd?
No, it's Snake, Macy Black, The Stripes.
It's just Snake? I was thinking
just
White
snake.
Snake.
It just says Snake.
Snake?
Just a snake.
Oh, is it...
Macy Black.
How would Snake fit in there? Macy Black
is
Macy
Gray. It has to do with the color shade? Like shades of white are missing? White
that's
snake.
What it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's
stripes.
Awesome.
Musicians which have had white removed from
their
name.
Oh, so Pink Floyd with the white removed would
be
Red Floyd.
Floyd.
Oh, wow. That's
Macy
amazing.
Black with the white, Macy Gray with the white removed would be Macy Black. Isn't
got
that great?
It.
That's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah.
And the white stripes with the white removed.
That's great. That's
yeah.
Macy Gray.
I love that.
So that technically was the best thing we've ever done on the show.
Guys,
in terms
well,
of
I just said that's Macy Gray and nobody looked at me or acknowledged me. I received no pats
okay,
on the back. There was no accolades.
Me, stop looking at me.
Let's
not
pour some more
minutes ago.
I also think Alex
get your conflicting I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Alex, the person who sent this in, I think is like a whiz at these. Like has
oh,
been on shows
okay.
before like
oh really?
Yeah.
That's
are they British?
I think so.
Do you have their last initial?
Yes. Alex M.
Alex M.
Okay. Alex Mack.
It is Alex Mack.
I was right.
Ready? I'm going to give, I want to keep going because okay. I want to, these are also great.
Okay. Do you think that they're so good at this is because they can turn into a puddle soft crimes?
Alex Mack, what's your power? Turn into puddle soft crimes.
Somebody draw that. Somebody draw it.
A puddle okay. solving crimes? Yes, please don't draw that. That's going to be so boring.
Please draw it.
Oh, that's a
all
challenge.
Right, let's do this.
Okay.
A puddle of blood next to a puddle of metal.
Filling a line in any direction.
Filling a line in any direction?
Mm-hmm.
Filling a line in any direction.
That's the first item?
Yep.
Filling a line in any direction.
Whoa. Clearing four lines at once.
Clearing four lines.
Okay.
Having all five dice be the same.
Odds. Things that are odd.
Having one card left.
These Uno, are... Yahtzee, Tetris. These are games?
That's part of it.
That's part of it. These are ways that you win games?
They're games with numbers in them?
So, no.
This is the best thing that you can do in a game.
This,
so, yeah, but what
this
else?
This is the final thing before
what
you win
mean,
a game.
What do you mean, what else?
No, like, it's the best thing you can do in the game, and then it's the best thing. That's why they...
That's why they named it the game.
Yeah.
And now what's happening in your bucket of
yeah,
buds?
Yeah, but why...
Yahtzee.
Back to you.
And now back to your bucket of
buds. These are the titular moves that name the game.
Yes, they're the titular moves. Share their name with the
nice
game
one.
They are a term in. Bingo,
okay.
Tetris, Yahtzee, Uno.
Nice one.
Bingo, Yahtzee, Tetris, Uno. Bingo,
bingo
Yahtzee,
bingo, Tetris,
Tetris, Uno.
Bingo, bingo.
That's exactly.
And back
Aaron,
to you.
It's bingo, bingo, hatata.
That's your song. It's bingo, bingo, hatata, but it's bingo, Tetris, Yahtzee, Uno.
Bingo,
Tetris,
Yahtzee, Uno. That's a tribute to you.
No.
I love what you create.
Oh, my ex-boyfriend, JPC.
You'll always be remembered for the things you create.
Aaron, you have a scorpion coming out of your mouth?
Oh, do I? okay. Copper wire.
Cop or wire?
Welcome back to Cop or Wire. Beep, beep, beep.
The only
beep,
show
beep,
where
beep.
You watch a random 4-minute clip of The Wire and you have to determine, was that a cop?
Oh, or a wire.
Or a wire.
We got to do a quick scene. Aaron, you are, JPC and I are in an interrogation room.
Mm-hmm.
You are interrogating the two of us and you, through a series of questions, much like a Turing test, you have to decide whether we are, one of us is a cop and one of us is a wire.
Okay.
And depending on our responses, you have to suss it out.
Yeah.
And we only have 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay. Cop says what?
Yeah, it's gonna, you're not gonna give me a fall for that one.
Okay.
You gotta come at me with something a little more kind of classy than they need to kind of get at me.
All right.
Spark, spark, spark.
Wire says,
spark, spark,
they
spark.
They can really use a donut in here.
You're, you, the one who just said the thing about the donut, you're the wire, the other one's the cop. Yo, a bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta, good night, good luck, and I'll see you in your bag de vos.
What?
I'll see you in your...
Bag de vos.
Did you say, bag de vos?
Bag de vos.
Billy bag de vos.
And see. Okay. See. Copper wire. Silver paste.
Silver what?
Paste.
Tin roof?
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh. Is that it?
A train manager.
These are all
R.E.M. songs.
I know it.
What is it?
They're all conductors.
Yeah.
Leonard Bernstein conducted orchestras.
Uh-huh.
Train conductor. Copper wiring is a conductor.
Yeah. But I was right about R.E.M. songs
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Document.
It's so I think
the,
that's the last
the
of
world.
Alex's we'll do because I want to save some. And this next one is from Joe.
And real quick, to Alex, thank you so much for your service. Turning into puddles and finding people's lost groceries and shit like that.
And you're very smart. We're very lucky that you all sent us these.
By the way, there's a very weird Alex, if you go on YouTube, there's a very weird Alex Mack 9/11 conspiracy tie-in where on the show Alex Mack, which was years before the attacks on September 11th, there's like a very weird character in the show who like is like, yes, I'll meet you on September 11th, 2001.
Are you serious?
Go Google Alex Mack 9/11 conspiracy and watch the YouTube video. It's bizarre. But yes, it's just random coincidence that number and date was used in that context.
What do you do with your downtime?
I don't have downtime, Adel, because I'm out there learning the fucking truth about what Alex Mack, because jet steel don't melt, but the puddle steel melt because the Alex Mack in the building.
Snopes.
Snopes. Snopes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You come at me, but it's all fake news and snopes. Shout out to my grandpa.
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Joe? This one's a little different. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Who is this from? Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a last initial for Joe?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
I mean, I took a screenshot of this on my phone, so I can't expand it.
I will assume it's Joe Dirt.
Okay.
And I will read it in his voice.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
What is full of tar, under your arm, and in a fruit?
Dang.
That's the first one. That's just the first
one. What is full of tar, under your arm, and I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Me too. I also
have it. What's bright, not heavy?
Is this part of the same riddle?
Yeah. It's all. So all of these answers will have a connection.
I see.
What's bright, not heavy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it. A skinny genius.
Nowadays, apple is more common than pocket.
Apple's more common than pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, apple is more common than pocket. What are we trying to solve for?
It's clever.
Okay. Apple is more popular than pocket.
Though apple and pocket attached to this word.
Oh, I got it.
Millennialism for that's funny.
I know this one immediately. I'm a
blank.
Millennial.
Millennialism for that's funny. I'm blank.
LOL.
And so we have to figure out the answer to all of those and then what is the thing they have in common.
So this is like 15 riddles in one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Millennial for I'm funny. I'm turnt.
No, or that's funny.
That's funny. That's lit.
Mm-mm.
That's dope.
No, it's more more
JPC,
your response.
Can we compare answers?
Yes.
So it's four different words, right?
Yeah.
So let's go through. We'll say the words at the same time in the voice of Joe Dirt. So number one, we'll go.
One, two, three. Pit.
Number two. One, two, three.
Donkey. What is it, light?
I said light.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says what is bright but doesn't weigh much or something like that.
Okay, light.
Number three. One, two, three. Watch.
Joanne.
Fabrics. Is it watch?
Mm-hmm.
So like Apple pocket watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four is 1, 2, 3.
That's
ROTFL.
Lit.
No.
R-O-T-F-L.
So you have the first
rolling
three.
On the four laughing?
So I would say what is the thing that is connecting those first three and then work your way backwards.
Pit, light, watch. A watch has hands.
What's the fourth clue again?
Millennialism for that's funny. I'm blank.
Dying.
Lolling. Dying.
Sort of.
Dead.
Yep.
I'm dead. Pit, light, watch, dead. These are all episodes of Night Court. Pit, light, watch, dead.
Watch and dead.
Your hint is I think they wrote one of these specifically for us because of something on our show.
Man. Dead light. Man, watchman, light man, man
watch
light.
Watch house, dead man. House, pit house, light house.
Pit man was my last name.
You're right that it matches with a word.
Pit in a pendulum, light in a pendulum.
Pit bull, light bull.
Pittsburgh, light.
So one of them is specific.
Deadsburg.
No, what? One of them is specifically something that is from our show.
Stop.
But we've said so much.
Pit
it's dead stop,
light
watch stop.
Stop light.
Pit stop.
Watch stop watch.
Stop light.
Dead
stop watch. Dead
mm-hmm.
stop. Oh
yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Incredible, right? Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe
wow,
Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
Dang.
Dang, Joe Dirt. Thanks with your mullet and the dog's balls on the porch. I remember two things about that movie. He gets those balls off the porch with the spatula, or the girl doesn't, you know?
Is that
do they remake another Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt, that's Indiana's national anthem.
Was there Joe Dirt too? You are so pleased with you saying that Joe Dirt was our national anthem. Our national anthem is a feature-length movie starring David Spade. If anything, it would be
we don't
sheep.
Stand for our national anthem. We sit with popcorn.
Joe Dirt is one of those movies that I watched 1,000 times growing up.
I've only seen it once or twice.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I feel like I enjoyed it when I watched it.
It was on like Comedy Central all the time. Okay. Like all the time. Hey, look at me. It was on all the time on Comedy Central.
Is that still around, Comedy Central?
Comedy Central? Yeah. They got shows like The President's Show, Detroiters, Kroll,
oh, that's right.
Kroll Show.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
Here's your next one.
Yes.
Is this also from Joe Dirt?
No. This is from, and I just opened it.
Tom Nipples.
This is from Jennifer.
Does Jennifer have a last name?
Jennifer S.
Okay, so Jennifer Subaru.
Genesis. Oh, it's Phil Collins.
This is from
hi,
Phil
Jennifer.
Collins.
She said, hi, Aaron.
Hey, you should have stopped that person who you saw kill that person.
Yeah, if you felt it in the air.
Jen Oh, she's from San Jose.
That's not true.
Hi, Jen.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
This one might take a second, so let's get into it.
Okay.
All right, your first. So this is a similar format to the last one. So you have to guess the word first.
This is for Matt?
Formats.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Formats.
Damon.
Tony, Falcon, and Star-Lord all use these to get around.
Shaloub.
Tony, Falcon, and Star-Lord.
I'm just shalubing myself from place to place.
Shaloub
so
is a
Star-Lord
verb.
Is Guardians of the Galaxy. Uses a ship or booster. Falcon is what?
Captain Falcon.
Falcon is the guy from Avengers. Tony Stark. So they all use like suits with rocket boosters.
Specifically,
armor.
Armor.
Jetpacks.
Mm-hmm.
Jetpacks.
She carried the hit TV show Fornication in the Large Town.
Sex in the City.
But who?
Oh, the Charlotte.
Which Californication.
She carried.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Carried.
The best
it's
one.
Californication it's Californication and it's
no,
the
but
mom
it's not.
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, there you go.
Designated Survivor. Sarah Jessica Parker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was married to Matthew Broderick and still is.
Matthew Broderick drove over a man in Ireland.
Yeah, he manslaughtered him. He never really felt the same.
The presidents of the United States say that they come
Lump,
from a
peaches.
Can, but
peaches.
I...
Peaches.
Peaches come peach, from a can.
But not just
what
peach,
do you
but I can find them preserved in a jar of...
Peaches.
Jam.
Yeah.
Marmalade.
Peach
so peach jam?
Jam
is great. Of all the things to hit, this is probably the best.
Addle.
Dead ass.
Of all the things to hit, this is probably the best.
Dead ass.
Vape pen.
I just hit the...
Vape pen.
Snooze button.
I just hit the...
Vape pen.
Floor.
Ah! Oh,
hit the scene.
You did that? Oh, I just hit the...
Hit and run, vape Matthew pen. Broderick.
No, the saying. I just hit the...
Vape pen.
The saying. I just hit the...
Vape pen.
Floor.
I will not even look at JPC until he stops saying vape pen. I just hit the...
Let
did
the
you
bodies
say vape
hit
pen
the floor.
Or did I say vape pen?
I just hit the...
Jackpot.
I hit the jackpot. Jackpot?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you have them. Jetpack, Sarah Jessica Parker,
was
Peach Jam, and Jackpot.
I thought I was saying vape pen.
Jetpack, Sarah Jessica Parker, Peach Jam, Jackpot. They're all J words. Jet, Jess, Jam, Jack.
So you got sort of.
Yeah, they're
Jet,
all SJPs.
Jack, Jam. They're all what?
SJPs.
No.
JPCs. They're all JPCs.
They all have JPC in them.
Oh my
damn.
God.
She wrote it for you.
Whoa.
Jen in San Jose wrote it for you. It's, you're
and
the
you
answer
wouldn't even
to
take
a riddle,
it seriously,
finally.
You fucking
Hold
coward.
On now.
You're a fucking coward.
What you guys don't know.
She wrote it
and
for
I will,
you.
And I will reveal
she wrote
now.
It for you.
Jen in San Jose is me.
What?
That's right.
Whoa.
There is no
Was
Jen
it
in
Jen
San
PC?
Jose. If you'll notice around the room, it's like Kaiser, Jose, Jen. And San Jose, what do we have there? San, S-A-N-J. Interesting. We've got a J. Now, what is her name? Jin. J is the fourth letter of the alphabet. E is the sixth letter. N is the eighth letter. Add those together. P, the 16th letter of the alphabet. Ooh, and now we're so close.
All right. Let's do another one. The World, 1804. Facebook.
Wait, what? Is this? Hold on.
It's a whole new one.
I know it's a whole new one. I'm not a freaking idiot.
Oh,
those
the world.
Are different
it's a whole
words.
New world.
No, this is not.
Are those the first clue or the four clues?
This is. I'm going to read four clues, and they're not. You don't have to like.
These are just
guess
the words.
These are just the words.
Was the world 1804 one or two different ones?
What?
Like the world, comma,
oh, these are,
1804, or
it's
was
the
it the world
one.
In 1804?
Okay. Okay. When you're done with one idea and you're moving on to the second in the list, can you do something to break it up, like squawk or say
squawk?
Thank you.
All right, ready?
Yes.
The World, 1804. Facebook, 2012. Africa, 2009. China, 1982.
Okay, I did not hear a squawk yet.
Squawk?
Okay, so
China,
that's the end of the first one.
1982? Mm-hmm. 1982 is the year I was born.
Yeah, I believe that. When the cows come home.
Chick of the Chinese, in 1982. This is where... Band-Aid was held in each year. In 1804, it was just worldwide Band-Aid.
Band-Aid?
Yeah. It's the concert that raises money for
Little cuts and bruises.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so give me those clues one more time.
The World, 1804.
Sure. The World, 1804. Facebook, 2012. Africa, 2009. China, 1982.
Oh, boy.
These are all places and dates.
Yeah, but what happened on that date?
These are all times.
What was the milestone?
This is when they were discovered. After it was discovered in 2009, Facebook was founded in 2012.
Nope.
Facebook, 2012.
Facebook was founded in 2012.
Well, I'm a millennial, so ask me about Snapchat.
Aaron, what was the first one? The world?
What's going on with Snapchat?
The world is a vampire.
The world, 1804.
1804.
Facebook, 2012. What milestone? It's a milestone. Africa, 2009. China, 1982.
When you could first like something. First started liking China in 1982. Facebook.
God, I have
button.
No idea. What happened in Facebook in 2012?
Went public, IPO.
Did it go public?
Mm-mm. I guess.
Discovered?
Like, no, what?
We got some nice.
I'd say all these things were pretty popular at the time.
Oh, was that the year the movie came out about it?
No, they were popular.
The movie about the world came out in 1804. Think about it, you fucking coward.
So when something's popular, do a lot of people?
Trendsetters.
And decide to be there? Can I tell you the answer?
Give us a better hint.
There's no hint I can give you without giving it away.
Oh, try that one. Try the one that you can give us that will give it away.
I guess.
Wait, hold on.
Letters, do you know what this is? Letters is
letters,
hiding
you know
behind their paper.
So Facebook
letters is hiding their face from
really
us.
Peak a lot of people on Facebook in 2012.
The highest population.
Yeah. What milestone of population? How many?
Pinnacle. Their pinnacle. 1 million people.
1 billion.
Yep.
1 billion.
It's when all those things reached a billion people. The world, 1804. Facebook, 2012. Africa, 2009. China, 1982. Isn't this good?
Wow. That's when Facebook had $1 billion.
$1 billion? You know what's cool? Mm. $1 billion. I'm Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, he's Justin Timberlake. Your other Justin Timberlake impression, like that thing that you do?
Cry me all the lakes.
There you go.
We should mention there's music bleeding over from this party that's happening next door.
Yeah, so
It
is useful to mention that across the hall, my dad is being honored.
Where'd you tell him you were going to be?
What's that?
Last time you told him you were going to be in Denmark?
Copenhagen. Yeah, my dad is being honored across the hall.
Where do you think Denmark? Where do you think Copenhagen is?
He did save a bear from a fire, and so he is getting an award from the governor. And I told him I could not be at the party because I had to go wash my hair.
Well, you said it was a retirement party.
This is a new episode and it's a new party joke.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
I'm going to do jokes, brand new jokes every episode. The one thing I promise to anyone listening to this is that every episode of this show, I will go on a date with one of your siblings. I will pay for 25% of that date and I will do two kisses at the end of the day. One at the top of the head, one at the bottom of the feet.
I forgot to say who this was from. Yeah. This is from Jack K. And he sent a bunch and they're all excellent.
Are you sure it's not Jackie?
Jack, let's get married.
Johnny Knoxville.
Hey, Jack. Okay, let's get married. No?
JK.
He said no.
JK.
Okay. And I guess this will be the last one we do?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. And this one, I think you'll get. So this will have this be like a race.
I can't wait for you to be wrong.
Okay. That's the sentence JPC says to me the most.
That's true.
Ready?
Yes.
A hammer and a feather.
A hammer and a feather?
That's the first clue.
Okay.
Six U.S. flags.
Okay.
Two golf balls.
Two golf balls? Okay.
Eugene Shoemaker's shoes.
You think I'm going to get
things
this
I've had
fast?
Up my ass. Yeah. Eugene used to beat the shit out of me. Eugene Shoemaker's shoes? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
A hammer and a feather.
Are we supposed to know who Eugene Shoemaker is?
Six American flags. I don't think so.
So a hammer and a feather. There's that old riddle about if you drop a hammer and a feather, which lands first? Six U.S. flags. How many stars and stripes is that? Two golf balls have all them dimples. What's a famous golf ball brand?
You know that six flags used to be seven flags, but they took away the Confederate
flag. Oh, these are all theme parks.
No,
two golf balls is Epcot cut in half. Six flags is six U.S. flags is six flags.
This is funny.
You didn't laugh. You just said the words. It's funny.
I'm
no,
dead.
It's clever.
A millennial. I'm dead.
I think I know this. The second one gave it away to me because it's like an anecdote I've often heard just used about this.
Six U.S. flags walk into a bar. The bartender says, half like mast.
I just like have, I don't know. That's Hearing six U.S. flags, I associate with this thing.
Are they draped on the bodies of six strong boys who fought in the war?
Is that a thing?
Nope.
Okay. Six American flags.
Two golf balls.
What takes six? What would six American flags? Is this a six flag situation? Are the flags being flown?
Well, not quite.
Is it Six Flags the theme park?
No, the flags are not really, yeah.
The flags aren't really flags. So what?
No, they're flags. The flags are flags, but they're not going like this in the wind.
Blowing. They're not blowing. Waving like a.
No.
Is it American flag store?
No.
Are they little tiny plastic flags?
Nope. I think they probably spent a lot of money on these flags. They wanted the best of the
Fanny
best.
Fanny Flag, who wrote.
These are flags that are hanging from a place.
Nope. They're stuck in the ground, but they're not blowing in the wind.
Oh, this is a sports thing.
This is
golf,
moon?
Mini golf.
Nope.
This is the moon.
Mm-hmm.
There's six flags on the moon?
These are all things that have been left on the moon.
Mm.
Cool, huh?
Feather, two golf balls, Eugene Shoemaker's shoes.
And with that...
We left six flags on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
That seems...
We left an entire six flags on the moon.
We flew the moon. The old guy who dances to that song.
So I would like to see the scene between the two of you. You are two astronauts.
Okay.
And you are discussing... Like, you have a couple more hours left on the moon. You're discussing what you are going to leave behind, what your legacy is going to be.
Oh, God, we should have brought our suits. Ooh, can you breathe?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's barely hard. It's like hard.
Yeah, this like it's, yeah, my throat
it's
is tearing
cold.
Up.
It feels like
it's
cold.
Yeah, it feels like I drained something cold.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
What did you? I brought my duffel bag full of fun stuff to leave on the moon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know how I'm a prop comic?
Yeah. Well, on Earth, you were astronauts.
I mean, if you're a prop comic, wherever you go, you're a prop comic.
I miss my wife.
Oh, you're a country music singer.
No, it's Elton John, you know.
Sorry?
It's just who I am 6 days a week.
Rocket Man?
Right, Rocket Man. Yeah, but it's like that song is about how he's like an astronaut in his spare time.
Rocket Man's about an astronaut?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know.
I thought Rocket Man was about Tony Stark.
I skimmed it.
Star-Lord.
What?
I skimmed
Falcon.
A song.
How do you skim a song?
I've only ever seen it written. Boy, it's cold.
It is so cold.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. But what did,
what did you bring?
So I brought like some funny hats. Like there's like...
What kind of hats do you have? Do you have one of those CLT hats from the Charlotte airport?
Yeah, Clit hat.
Yeah, it looks like Clit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brought this safety cone, like a roadside safety cone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for a hat.
I thought it'd just be a funny hat. There's not a joke that goes with it, just like a funny hat.
Oh,
be
I
like,
thought...
What if, the KKK was playing it safe and it's a safety cone?
It's Houston. Have you made any choices?
Hold on,
are you coming back to Earth?
Sorry.
What's going on in your back of the
booth?
That was Angelica Houston.
That's fine.
We're not going to get her back on the phone.
Let's do more.
It's like calling Bruce Willis.
Let's do more prop comedy stuff. I think that's a deep well.
Okay, so this cone was, again, like I said.
So I brought this thong because I put this on and I tell people it's my moon unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. Also, I can bend over while I'm wearing it and I moon people. So that's,
okay. Yeah, oh, nice. Like a
really fun.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Like a lunar.
And I brought this hemorrhoid cream. I also use this as the back of the act, and I say that this is for my asteroids.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Asteroids. Yeah.
Oh, good. I brought some Eclipse gum. Is that a thing?
That's just,
kind of
that's
fun.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, that's kind of a joke.
Is that prop comedy?
We don't know what prop comedy is, do we, huh? It seems like we're just breaking.
Can I be honest? I lost my confidence when you told me that on the moon I'm an astronaut, not a prop comic, so... What was Crocodile Rock about?
What's that?
What was Crocodile Rock about?
Candles in the Wind.
See. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Oh, boy.
Adult, can you read some of our Whittleware champions?
Yeah, we have some people who bought some...
we don't know these are people. They could be canoe dogs. They could be Riddle Kitties.
Yeah. We have some... participants.
Yes. Please don't say people, Adel. We've talked about this.
We have some participants who bought Hey Riddle Riddle merchandise. You can find that at our TeePublic store. Just go on TeePublic and search Hey Riddle Riddle. And they bought some merch, and they posted a picture of them wearing it or just them opening it.
Screenshots
on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag WhittleWear, where being spelled W-E-A-R. So we have Esther J. Sapita, Thank you so much. Andrew Halash, Hashlash. Thank you, Andrew. Knock Your Socks. Boy, oh boy, thank you, Knock Your Socks. Claire underscore Clara. Zyan Wing, thank you so much, Zyan Wing. A Simple Sturgeon. Alex Does Science, thank you so much. These are all Twitter handles. And
oh, I thought these were people's names. People's whole Christian names.
Fiona Min Young, thank you so much. And we also have one very special, very, very special Whittleware hashtagger. Can you let us know who that is, Aaron?
A cough. JPC's cough. Thank JPC's you so cough. Much, JPC's
You're
cough.
Very welcome.
No, my mother, Mary Beth Keefe, she bought a Whittleware Hey Riddle Riddle t-shirt, and she wore it when she FaceTimed me recently.
Was
and
it the cutest thing you've ever seen?
When you said FaceTimed
me, I thought you were going to say she wore it when she FaceTimed. She wore it to court. the judge sentenced her to 100 years of bad taste.
No.
That's
She's
awesome.
The best.
That's awesome.
What color shirt did she get?
Purple, I think.
That's good.
I
think
we're trying to be, since our logo's purple, I think we've been trying to solidify that as our brand, purple.
Yeah.
But I think some people don't want to wear purple, so that's fine.
She's an excellent lady. I love you, Mary Beth. I should probably call you Mom. You, Mom.
So tell me when
I'd love to meet her.
I'm gonna say a name, and I want you to tell me the emotion you correlate with that name.
Great.
Mary Beth Keefe.
Ah, yeah. Great. Love.
Mitch.
Mother of God. Fucking Mitch. God damn it.
I like the
Mitch,
first
stop
word.
Stop showing me a picture of your babies. I freaking get it. You've got a freaking cute baby. Looks just like you.
The
My
first
sister
one was
basically
your mom.
Gave birth to her husband.
The first one is your mom. And the first word that you used to describe Mitch was mother.
Motherfucker. No, Mitch, I love you too.
JPC, anything you want to plug or promote?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can learn about my projects in my bio. You can follow me on Instagram at Shark Barkman. If you want to learn about my spaghetti growing project, it's a project where I raise a dog until the police take the dog away. And you can, you follow me on Twitch shows. I do Twitch stuff. It's all in my bio.
Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10, and I'll post about my shows there.
Yeah, you can follow me at AdoraFi on Instagram and Twitter. Also, check out the Hey Riddle Riddle social media, at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And send us emails if you have a riddle of your own, if you have a Only Connect puzzle for Aaron to read.
Oh, if you have one of those in the title of it, say Only Connect and then Aaron, just so they don't open it by accident.
Just so Aaron will only open those emails. And if you just want to tell us something, you don't have to send us a riddle. A lot of people have been very kind and have started to just tell us how much they enjoy the show or what it's meant to them. Or just like...
And a lot of people haven't done that yet. So we are waiting on a lot of listeners to chime in and tell us how good we are and smart.
I want them to tell us what's happening in their back of the woods. Yeah.
And also, if you want to listen to Follow Me by Uncle Cracker on Spotify, it was a song that I very much enjoyed for a time.
And actually, it was number one on the charts in a very weird place that you would never think of unless you're an astronaut. Aaron, where was that place?
Jupiter.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.